Hi, this is Dr. John Day. Welcome to podcast number 204. This is the Longevity Plan. The topic is, does meat cause cancer and heart disease? Well, in this podcast, I'm going to show you how you can enjoy meat without any increased risk based on new research. So that's what we're going to focus on today. Try to avoid any increased risk of cancer, heart disease, or premature death, and let you enjoy meat. So the basis of this topic is based on this most recent Harvard Meat Study. Now, they didn't really call it the Harvard Meat Study, but that's what I'm going to refer to it as, the Harvard Meat Study. Now, by way of background, meat studies are difficult to do. Why? Well, it's because these studies, well, they're not only are they difficult to do, but sometimes, or a lot of times, they're not very accurate either. And this is because health-conscientious people tend to eat less meat. If they do eat meat, it is generally fish or poultry. So that's a challenge. And in contrast, people who don't care much about their health are much more likely to eat a meat-heavy diet. They also like to load up on red and processed meats. So the question is always, was it the meat or was it their lifestyle that accounted for any increased risk of cancer, heart disease, or premature death you may see in any previously published meat study? And there are lots of them, study after study after study. Meat is associated with cancer, heart disease, and a premature death. But is it the meat or is it the type of person who eats meat? Well, this Harvard meat study was different because the lifestyle variable was taken out of the equation. Specifically, they analyzed the effect of various meats on people with both a healthy as well as an unhealthy lifestyle. And so in this latest meat study, Harvard University researchers followed 131,342 people for up to 26 years in hopes of answering the question, is it meat or is it lifestyle that causes, which causes meat to be associated with cancer, an increased risk of cancer, heart disease, or an early death? And so here are the three key findings of this new study. Number one, meat was safe for people with healthy lifestyles. This is good news. So for people who are healthy and like to eat meat, go for it. Basically, as long as you're living a healthy lifestyle, meat conferred no extra risk in this Harvard study. However, in this study, they identified that in order to be considered healthy, to enjoy meat without any risk, you had to meet four criteria. All four criteria had to be met. If even one wasn't met, then your risk of these bad things happening was were all significantly increased with meat. And here are the four criteria. Number one, you're healthy if you're not smoking. Should be easy to do. Number two, you're healthy if you're not abusing alcohol. Once again, easy to do. Number three, you're healthy if you're exercising daily. Now, this could be a little bit more of a challenge for some people. The last one is probably the most challenging. According to this Harvard study, you're healthy if you're not overweight. And that's probably where people struggle the most. However, as I mentioned, if you fall short on smoking, alcohol abuse, not exercising every day, or being overweight, then meat was associated with an increased risk. So maybe that's some incentive. If you like to enjoy meat, you got to hit these four lifestyle factors. Number two, processed red meats were associated with a shorter lifespan. As my podcast listeners know from podcast number 129, the World Health Organization has recently warned of the cancer risk associated with processed and red meats. Thus, it should come as no surprise that this study, this Harvard study, linked red meats to a shorter lifespan, processed red meats to a shorter lifespan as well. When these researchers looked at the different types of meat and their effect to cancer, heart disease, and early death, the risk was almost entirely due to processed red meats. What is a processed red meat? Well, processed red meats include sausage, bacon, pepperoni, deli meats, bologna, or hot dogs. Other meats, like poultry or fish, appeared safe. Likewise, dairy and eggs were also safe when it came to the risk of a premature death. Interestingly, while unprocessed red meat, that's unprocessed red meat, and fish did not increase the risk of cancer death, these meats did affect the heart. For unprocessed red meats, so that would be like a hamburger or a steak, the risk of a heart disease went way up with these. However, in contrast, if you're eating fish as your meat, it was associated with a decreased risk of dying from heart disease. So fish appears to be protective. Last key point of this study, number three, plant-based proteins may allow you to live longer. In my opinion, the most interesting finding of the study was that if people can replace 3% of their daily animal protein calories with 3% plant-based proteins, they lived up to 34% longer. In practical terms, this means that if you enjoy a deli sandwich for lunch, trade the last bite or two of your sandwich for a few bites of peas, beans, or lentils, and you can live up to 34% longer. Even if you don't want to give up the last bite or two of your deli sandwich, the more plant-based proteins you eat, the lower your risk of a cancer or heart disease death. Would it surprise you to learn that calorie for calorie, spinach has more protein than a T-bone steak? Indeed, 100 calories of spinach packs 13 grams of protein versus the mere 9 grams of protein you get in a 100 calorie serving of steak. And I was recently at Costco and I thought I'd look at the labels there. If you buy that big tub of organic spinach at Costco, if you read the label, 100 calories of that spinach has 10 grams of protein. And I compared that to the big box of frozen Angus burgers. So a big Angus hamburger. Well, 100 calories of that only had a little over 8 grams of protein. So at least when you look at the grams of protein in spinach, it is much higher than a steak or a hamburger. When it comes to getting enough protein every day, don't limit your options. Nuts, seeds, vegetables, and legumes are all great protein sources. Take-home message. So here we're going to cut to it. The take-home message, the big picture of this. Here is what I'm now recommending to my patients. Number one, if you meet the criteria of a healthy lifestyle as defined by the study, and once again, you don't smoke, you don't abuse alcohol, you're exercising every day, and you're not overweight, then you can enjoy meat in moderation. Number two, if you have one or more unhealthy lifestyle factors, and we just covered those, then you need more plant-based proteins and a quick lifestyle course correction, not only so that you can enjoy meat, but so that you can enjoy a longer, healthier life. Number three, processed meats should be a rare treat for anyone. So rare treat. So that doesn't mean that you're eating them every day. That means it's just an occasional thing, maybe to celebrate or whatever. Personally, I don't like to take chances with my health. Thus, most of my daily protein comes from plant-based sources. As meat contains critical nutrients, like vitamin B12, I do eat some meat. Typically, this consists of wild Alaskan salmon once or twice a week. I like the fact that wild Alaskan salmon is low in contaminants and sky-high in the omega-3 fatty acids. Also, fish is consistently associated with less heart disease and a longer lifespan in most studies. So, what is your take on the study? Do you agree with the findings of this Harvard meat study? I'd love to hear from you. What are your questions? What are your comments? What are your impressions? Just go on to my website, drjohnday.com or thelongevityplan.com. There you can find blog number 204. Scroll all the way down to the bottom. Leave me your comments. Leave me your questions. Leave me your impressions, whatever's on your mind. If you leave a question, I'll do my best to answer it within 24 hours. Also, if you enjoyed this podcast, tell a friend, rate it on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to fine podcasts. Also, if you haven't signed up for my free weekly newsletter, hey, now would be a great chance. There's a lot of wonderful stuff in there. Great recipes for my wife every week. Segments from a TV show that I do here in the Intermountain area of the United States. Great stuff there. So sign up for that. You can do it on the website. And until next week, keep living better.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. John Day Show. Now is the time for you to live better. Go to drjohnday.com to sign up for Dr. Day's newsletter, daily success tools, and more. It's never too late to change.